The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Yes, indeed. Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There is news about men competing against women in sports. We'll have that coming up. Bottom of the hour, her name is Kali Fontanilla. And she is somebody who tricked me on the Twitters. I saw this video that she put up, and I really thought she was a teacher. Teachers, some of them, and those especially who are exposed on libs of TikTok, they're nuts. They're pushing, you know, LGBTQ stuff. They're pushing gender, different pronouns, don't tell mom and dad. They're pushing drag shows for kids. And she does a character that she calls Luna that is so good. Like, it's not over the top. So it's not obvious that it's parody. And I like, well, it should be fired immediately. And it should never teach again. You know what I mean, Carrie? I went right at her on Twitter.
Oh, I bet you did.
Turns out she was just making fun of them.
Ooh.
Got her on today. Hmm. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. So make sure you stick around for that. But again, the argument over men competing against women continues. And I'll even expand that into men. I heard the number was, 1,800 men are trying to say that they're transitioning, so they should all be put in prison with women instead of the men's prisons. And then, of course, we hear about the women getting pregnant. But, of course, they're not really getting pregnant from men. They're getting pregnant from women who are, I guess, built like men. I'm not sure. We should just stop the confusion and just say, okay, the madness is over. Let's go ahead and knock this off. In fact, Hershey's, for like Women's Week or Women's Day or something, actually used a trans woman, a man who is now living as a woman, as a representative of women. So at what point will those who are really out to protect women and women's rights, at what point will they say, you know what, we're actually hurting women by allowing this on a Thursday? At what point will we say, enough now? That is Carrie Lockie. How you doing?
Better. Yeah, I'm hearing the sweet sounds of Mel.
That's only Mel Year. That's it.
There's something wrong with me. I know.
Yes. That's Polo getting it done. Sam's in the house as well. You were off on a Thursday. You actually missed Mel
that
day.
Right. I did.
Let's think about taking Thursdays off.
Mm.
Grand Funk Railroad getting it done. Flint, Michigan. Mark singing. Then there's Don and then Mel, who's always third.
Mel, Mark, and Don.
The door and took the key.
Let's go. Play it, Mel.
That's right.
Got me saying Mel now.
Mm-hmm. Mel's got to have some love, too.
Feeling all right.
Mel's loving on that bass. He's getting it done.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, 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 baby. I should print out that picture of Mel in the lemon orange, the lemon yellow suit that he was wearing.
That's something.
50 what years ago.
Circa 1972.
They're playing in Japan in front of like 50,000.
Wow.
There you go, GFR, get it done, feeling all right on a Thursday. It is almost Friday, the weekend's almost here. So this argument about men and women's sports, let me just make sure that we're completely clear on where I am on people living as the opposite gender. I don't care. I just don't. If it makes you feel better, if you've got gender dysphoria, and instead of getting treatment for it, you'd rather live as the opposite gender, whatever, I don't care. You're 18 years old or older, you're an adult, you can be drafted to go and die in a war, you can buy, well, I guess you used to be able to buy cigarettes, a lot of people are raising that age to 21, but generally speaking, you're seen as an adult, you can run for a lot of offices at 18, you can vote at 18. If you want to live as the other, I don't care. It literally doesn't affect my life in any way whatsoever, until you say, my daughters have to compete against a male because he's decided that he's not a male anymore. That's a problem. We talk about Title IX all the time. Title IX was around in my lifetime and in the lifetimes of many of you in the early 1970s. They came out with Title IX saying boys have more opportunities than girls, and to make it fair, we have to have an equal number of opportunities for girls. So if there was a boys' baseball team, now let's get to have a girls' softball team. Boys soccer, girls soccer. I mean, you have to offer them an equal number or equal amounts of opportunities when it comes to sports. I think that was helpful. I really do. Girls were not getting a fair shake when it came to sports, especially sports that were supported by the taxpayer dollar. That's what it all goes back to. For some reason, the intent of that title, which was to prop up girls, is now being used by boys or men or males to compete against women and girls, taking away the opportunities I thought that we, by law, were making sure the girls and women had. So again, you want to live like the opposite gender, I don't care. You don't get to pretend your name is Leah when your name is William and get into a lady's swimsuit, even though you've got, you know, the full set of male anatomy, and then go beat them by 30 seconds. That doesn't make any sense. And at some point, really, really smart minds need to get together and say, enough is enough. Let's stop this. This isn't about you dressing how you want, living how you want, even telling people your pronouns, even if they're wrong. This is about not taking away opportunities from females, which is exactly what's happening. And Carrie, you've got a story on that.
I do. From Breitbart, nearly 80 Texas House Republicans have signed on as co-sponsors of a bill that would place restrictions on transgender athletes at the collegiate level. The measure already has the support of both Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. House Bill 23, authored by State Representative Valerie Swanson, a Republican from Spring, now has the signatures of 77 Republican House members, which gives the legislation a majority vote of support in the Texas House. The legislation would bar transgender men from competing on men's college sports teams and transgender women from joining women's college athletic teams, the Texas Tribune reports. The legislation would, however, permit trans athletes to join a men's team if no female teams were available in that particular sport. Also, the bill would extend the current restrictions on trans athletes in the K-12 public schools to private schools, since there is a significant amount of athletic competition between public and private schools. A coalescing of Republican House support behind the measure comes after Governor Greg Abbott's speech to a group of young conservatives in February, in which he vowed to ban males identifying as females from competing in college sports in Texas. The bill, whose author Valerie Swanson calls important in protecting fairness in women's sports, is expected to meet stiff opposition from Democrats and perhaps even a few Republicans during the remaining 3 months of the legislative session.
We're on many, many stations in Texas, and many legislators in Texas listen to us. And I want to make this as clear as I can. If you're a Republican and you're against this, you should not be in our government in Texas. If you're a Democrat and you're against this, you should not be in our government in Texas. You need to stand up for women. You are not standing up for women when you're standing up for a guy who says he's a woman. You're not. Now, Hershey's, which is a private company, they can be stupid and use a guy who's dressing as a woman and identifying as a woman as some sort of a representation of a woman, but every female on the planet should reject that and no longer eat Hershey's. And if you love females, I've got a million females. I'm surrounded by women in my house. I'm not going to eat Hershey's, not that I do anyway, but I'm just not going to. If you're so confused as to think the one opportunity you had to show a woman or a girl on your commercial or on your ad, you decided to put a male on there instead, there's something wrong with you. Because you're making decisions in Madison Avenue that don't at all relate to what's happening in real America. Real America, by and large, doesn't want men competing against women. We just don't. And again, I think there should be a trans, some sort of a trans division, maybe in college and high school. I don't want to take away opportunities from people who are confused from doing what they want to do and achieving what they want to achieve, but you don't get to go and compete against people who biologically have a disadvantage. Do girls and women have a biological disadvantage? Yes. The male bone structure is bigger and denser. The male muscle bellies are bigger, denser, and more able to grow. The male lung capacity is bigger. The male heart capacity is bigger. Larger. There's a distinct advantage. Yeah, but what about puberty blockers? That'll stop it, won't it? Nope. Even up until you get to puberty, a genetic male is getting testosterone from birth. So if you decide to stop nature, which is disgusting, by the way, when a kid's 12, 13 years old, it doesn't take away the advantages that he's already gotten. The advantages that I just mentioned. And in the case of William Thomas, here's a guy that was swimming the year before, 2 years before, at Penn as a male. He was 462nd in the country, became the number one swimmer in the country by saying he was a female after 21, 22, 23 years old, having the benefit of being a male his entire life, getting all that hormonal, you know, action that a man gets to be bigger, stronger, denser, more capacity, all that stuff. It is patently unfair. It is patently unfair. The only way it could even be deemed as a little fair and this is not something I'm promoting, but all the female athletes should have the ability to take testosterone. That's the only way it would be even close to fair. And by the way, if that happened, our guest who we have on had on last week or the week before, Riley Gaines, would have beaten Leah Thomas easily. Already tied the guy on one of the races and didn't even get to get the first place trophy. So I don't know what the controversy is. I've never had anybody call my show to say, hey, I don't like your take on this and here's why. I would love for you to. Debate me if you want. Tell me where I have it wrong that my five daughters should have to compete against men to make this boy or man feel better about himself. And then let's take it to the next step. We've got all these inmates that are men who are being convicted of horrible crimes, sometimes rape, who then say they're women. And for some reason, the woke idiots that run prison systems are putting them in with women. And in some cases, they're impregnating the women. I mean, you don't have to be a scientist or a biologist to understand that these are not women. So your thoughts, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. If you're in Texas or any state, really, get a hold of your state legislature. Get a hold of your state rep, your state senator, whomever it happens to be, left, right, or in the middle, and make them understand we are not okay with men taking away opportunities from women. Keep it here. Joe Pags coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Thursday. Your thoughts on men competing against women in sports, and it's not the same old story because Texas, it looks like, is poised to make it illegal, which it should be. It's only fair. You know, we keep on talking about fairness. We keep on talking about looking out for women, looking out for those who are intersectional, looking out for those who are for some reason marginalized. All of you people out there that think that you're women's libbers or you're feminists, most of you are all saying, yeah, he's a woman. He says he's a woman, so he is. And you're acting like this is okay. You're not looking out for women whatsoever. We're literally letting men stop you from looking out for women. And it's just dumb. Can I let you know? It's really dumb that you're doing that. And you look just as dumb as I'm saying that you do. 888-941-7247, 888-941-PAGS. Go to joepags.com. Click on all the social media you want to get to. You can scroll down and click on contact to send it in an email. And also click on watch, the word watch. You might have to do a drop-down menu to see watch. And that'll take you to Rumble, where we've got all of our videos, all of our interviews. The interview with Tracy Beans will be up a little bit later on. And the interview you're about to see at the bottom will be up there later on as well. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Eden Pure. Been telling you about the Thunderstorm air purifier for a long time. Why? Because we have them in the house and they work. I'm not going to tell you about it if it doesn't work. That's the truth. I have turned away more ads from companies that I wasn't necessarily down for. I would never turn away Eden Pure because we've got it in the house and it works very, very well. Over 265,000 have been sold. You know that it works. Any smell is going to vanish after a few seconds with a thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. The powerful thunderstorm technology sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and destroy odors. Under furniture, behind furniture, nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, you're not replacing filters, so that's going to save you a bunch of money. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for the entire home. Get 3 units for under $200. You put one in the basement, in the kitchen, the bedroom, anywhere you need it. In the garage, doesn't matter. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code PAGS, P-A-G-S, save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is P-A-G-S, and the shipping is also free. All right, so we've determined, if you've got a brain, that then-President Donald Trump did nothing to incite a riot on January 6th. We know that. That's just absolutely true. In fact, while the breach of the Capitol was happening, the president was still speaking down the road. He was not out in front. He didn't have any sort of a pitchfork in his hand. He wasn't out there instructing people to go burn the place down. He wasn't telling people to go hang Mike Pence. All that crap is made up by the left. We know that to be the case. We know he was still speaking. We know that he didn't tell them go and burn things down. No, what he said was, go and peacefully protest and let them know what you want them to do. Talking about those Republicans in the House and Senate that were going to challenge the delegates. And it was going to happen, but of course, to the benefit of Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, that didn't happen because of the riot. And we're going to find out a lot more about the riot as we go, because all of that information has been released. The videotapes have been released to Tucker Carlson directly, and we're looking forward to him releasing what he knows. What is it, 41,000 hours of video or something? Carrie, how do you even watch 41,000 hours of video?
I have no idea. It took an incredibly long time.
I mean, think about it. That's just nuts. But we're going to find out something. We're going to get to the real scoop here. But the one thing that I can say is above reproach is Donald Trump did not cause anything to happen. What he was doing was his right as the president, his right as an American to freely speak. You know, that rally was, some say, 1 million people, some say 200,000 people. But you had 2, 3, or 4,000 who ended up breaching the Capitol and a few hundred that actually did the riotous stuff who should be in trouble. But the idea that he somehow incited it doesn't make any sense. But that doesn't stop people who are sue happy from suing. Carrie, you've got that.
Yes, I do. This is from ABC 27. And I just realized I can't read the story.
Well, I'll read the damn story.
Okay, thank you.
I have no fear.
Okay.
I have no fear. Let me see. We'll do this.
Sorry.
We'll do that.
I did not see that.
How dare you not read the story?
Not that I can't, but...
And people are wondering why Carrie can't read the story, but we're not going to get into it.
Okay.
But for my money, if the Associated Press puts out a story, if I get say the Associated Press put out the story, I can read the story. Trump can be sued for January 6th riot harm, Justice Department says. The Justice Department says former President Donald Trump can be sued by injured Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the January 6th, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Now, the AP, the Associated Press, is a far left-wing outlet now. Just calling it an insurrection already takes away any credibility that they have. Period. End of story. It was not an insurrection. Out of Washington, written by the AP that is slanted. Former President Donald Trump can be sued by injured Capitol Police officers and Democratic lawmakers over the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, which it wasn't. The Justice Department said Thursday today in a federal court case testing Trump's legal vulnerability for his speech before the riot. In court papers, the Justice Department urged a federal appeals court in Washington to allow the lawsuits to move forward, writing that no part of a president's official responsibilities includes the incitement of imminent private violence. Let me stop again. That didn't happen. There was no insurrection. There was no incitement of private violence. His speech is out there for everybody to go and read. He says peacefully, patriotically protest. He puts out tweets that were taken down and hidden where he's saying support your police. So this is just made up. And the AP loves reporting it, by the way. The Justice Department said it took no position on the lawsuit's claims that the former president's words incited the attack on the Capitol. Nevertheless, Justice Department lawyers said the court should reject Trump's argument that absolute immunity, shields him from being sued because the remarks were in line with his official duties. As the nation's leader and head of state, the president has an extraordinary power to speak to his fellow citizens on their behalf, they wrote, but that traditional function is one of public communication and persuasion, not incitement of imminent private violence. This is a non-story that I'm glad that we put out there because the AP proves itself to be a non-journalistic entity once again. And let me say this very clearly. And Carrie, I respect the fact that you've got something that people don't need to, we don't need to get into why you can't read it.
Right, right.
But I respect that. But I'll say this directly to anybody who's watching and listening. If there's a news outlet that you think is a news outlet that you can trust, and they say it was an insurrection, you can't. You can't trust them. It wasn't. It never will be. It wasn't armed. You have to be armed to make it an insurrection. It was a riot that a few idiots did, and they all got in trouble. But now let's find out who really incited it, and I think we'll find that out by that video. Keep it here. Much more to come.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.